I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia officials are asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit challenging the state's new anti-abortion law. According to the AJC, attorneys representing the state yesterday told the federal judge that the law is, quote, constitutional and justified. House Bill 41 outlaws most abortions once a doctor can detect a fetal heartbeat. The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia is suing the state over the law. The ACLU has asked a judge to stop the law from going into effect while the case makes its way through the court system. A hearing on that request is scheduled for September 23rd. Cobb County residents and elected officials met last night for a town hall on Sterigenics. The company, which sterilizes medical products, has been releasing ethylene oxide, which is classified as a carcinogenic. Hundreds of people showed up, and many wanted to know why the facility simply hasn't been shut down. Dika Kuo with the Georgia Environmental Protection Division explains.
We would have to have a legal basis for shutting them down. Even if we are able to shut them down, it would be temporary, we'd have to find a reason. And we would have to have data and all that kind of stuff. So it's just not a short-term solution and not one that we're looking at.
Kuo says Sterigenics is under a consent order and must insert voluntary controls within the next 24 weeks. Last week, Cobb allocated $40,000 for third-party air testing. Atlanta police are investigating the death of a man who fell while trying to leap between balconies 10 stories up at the Hyatt Regency Hotel yesterday. The man, whose identity has not been released, allegedly flashed a housekeeper. When hotel security officers attempted to apprehend him, the man attempted to escape by jumping from one balcony to another one nearby. He missed and fell to his death. Screven County residents are wrestling with the idea of putting a commercial landfill near their homes. WSAV-TV reports the proposed landfill would occupy about 84 acres of a 1,000-acre dairy farm. Atlantic Waste Services says the landfill will create millions of dollars in revenue and create more than 40 jobs paying an average of $35,000 a year. But residents are concerned about the long-term effects and groundwater contamination. Atlantic Waste officials say that the landfill is regulated and includes a proven contaminant collection system. County leaders say they have to update their solid waste plan before proceeding with the project's application. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream try to get back in the win column tonight when they host the Chicago Sky at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. With the worst record in the league, the Dream are in sixth place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. They last won a game on July 10th. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.